Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It's a Saturday. It's June 5th. We're almost in the dregs of summer here. You're listening to me. I'm Phyllis. Or Lipa, as some people may want to call me. I just wanted to bring you up to date on a few things going on this week as far as the environment and all the other BS that flows throughout my life on a daily basis that I'd love to share with you. This week, we find that the Trump State Park, I believe it is in New York, there are efforts to rename this park the Ruth Bader Ginsburg Park. So, now that's an improvement that I can get behind right there. That is something good. Do away with the Trump State Park. I'm sure he hasn't been there, done that, done anything to help anything. I don't even know why they'd slap that name on a park anywhere, to be honest with you. Also, Twitter this week has launched a new local weather news service. And so Twitter has been really, really busy a lot lately. They started this new thing called Circles, which I have listened to Dr. Jeffrey something or another on MSNBC. I tried to join his circle. And they just kind of booted me out. So, and I'm an ex-broadcaster, but I wasn't really that welcome there for some reason. Anyway, so NASA announced this week that they're going to explore Venus for the first time in 30 years. They are sending two spacecraft by the year 2030. That's exciting news. As you know, Venus is a hot, hot planet. You know, and Venus is supposed to represent love, because love, the flame of love burns bright and hot. So how in the world can they go there if anything that comes within the atmosphere can just burn upon impact? That's a good question. Actually, they are working on creating a vessel that will encapsulate the instruments inside of a hard shell that can withstand high temperatures. Who knew? You know, we can do just about anything. We can do this. That is just going to be exciting. Almost as exciting as the Mars thing that's going on right now. Also in the news, White House plans to distribute 25 million doses of coronavirus vaccine to other countries around the world by the end of June. 1 million of those doses, which happen to be the Johnson & Johnson vaccines, are headed to the Republic of Korea. And Airbnb is extending a ban on bookings until the end of the summer as a preventative measure to stem additional coronavirus outbreaks. So, you might want to check those reservations with a fine-tooth comb before you head out somewhere where you end up getting stranded somewhere and ended up on some talk show talking about your nightmare vacation. Just a thought. Also, Canada is considering sharing their excess vaccine doses with other countries. I think that's fantastic. Also, I do want to mention June 5th is World Environment Day. That's today. So if you could just maybe set aside 5 minutes to care about the environment, it's a baby step, but it's a start. And one of my favorite makeup companies, the L'Oreal Company, they've announced a commitment to carbon reduction by the year 2030 to aid the current climate initiatives. They have also pledged 10 million euros to the cause. Let's applaud the companies whose actions are a blueprint for others to take action as well. Because together, one company at a time, one person at a time, let's spread the awareness for the environment. Let's take care of it so it will take care of us. Happy World Environment Day. Remember, 5 minutes, 5 minutes, then 10 minutes, then a day, then a week. We can do this.